Or the animals too. Sometimes
all the animals, they had cows.
A big building for everything.
No, they usually had mules for plowing, don't you know? They don't have many horses. I think my grandfather always had a, he had a lovely black horse that a fellow that was in the war with him gave him. He saved his life. He carried him. His name, not Millsaps, but his name, I can't think right now. And he saved him. And later he brought him this wonderful black horse. And he named him for the man, and we always call him that, but I can't think right now who it was. But he had taken care of his soldier and saved his life. And after the war, he came and wrote it, bring him this big black horse that he called. I can't think what he called him. So he did have a horse to ride.
Where did they keep
And my grandfather went all over the country starting Sunday school. He organized a Presbyterian church around there, and we recently decorated a window to him down that road. Dedicated a window to him that the people had put in. And then he would ride his horse all around and have little Sunday schools all around. And was quite a great Presbyterian leader. And my great-grandfather and mother were buried there on the near the place. It's a little cemetery up there. And they, Indian fashion, with the rocks all over the top of the grave. You know, that's the way the Indians buried, so somebody couldn't get in it then. But they were buried like that, my great-grandfather and grandmother there, at that cemetery.
I was going to try to, if you see what you could, you tell me about the farms.
Well, now, they use the labor there.
Did you ever go, did you ever go around?
Oh, and you see, we had such a wonderful time over there because the mountain was right across the South River. See, Stone Mountain, Big Stone Mountain was out here not far. And that place here on the river, right across it, was what we call Little Stone Mountain. And they carry us across there in the bateaus and the boats. And we climbed Little Stone Mountain, and we could get scuppernongs over there. And it was such a lovely place. And they had a sandbar we children could play on, and it was a lovely place to visit. We just had a glorious time when we went over to the home place. And what did I start out to tell when I started to get off on that? About the things that we children did. As I said, the name, they have this family reunion every August. And the name was Lyme, as I say. And we grandchildren, great-grandchildren, just thought it was the most wonderful thing. And of course, it was such wonderful food and all like that. But we'd sit on the pole, on the fence, watching for them to come. And we thought there's sure enough lions are coming. L-Y-O-N, it's L-Y-O-N instead of L-I-O-N. But we little children were looking for the lions to come. There's good lions were all coming.
What did you call all your, and the whole family? Yeah, did you ever call them anything else?
No, that's but aunts and uncles and cousins.
If you put them all together, you might
we
call
the
it
the reunion, the lion reunion, we called it. They had it every year.
So those are
now, this is Celestine Sibley writing about our club down at Fayetteville. About a No Worry Club down at Fayetteville. I didn't know whether something about that. Let's see here. Now, here's a letter about 1906. I don't know that I even opened it. Well, now, Dr. here, that's his grandfather that wrote it. But let's see what it says. I don't know why I put it in here, but there must have been something that I thought might be the writing and all. Atlanta, Georgia, 1906. Ms. E.J. Reagan, McDonough, Georgia, years of recent date. Your father, George, was a member of Company I, 42 Regiment, Georgia Volunteers, enlisted in the Army from the county of Fulton.